Good morning. Welcome to our Tuesday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. We're talking and praying this week about the road to greatness, what being great looks like from God's perspective, the things that, well, He desires for us to be great in, and to be great at. And we discover all of it. Any greatness that we experience, that we exhibit, is a reflection of God's greatness. And it ought to be our responsibility and desire to give God the credit, the glory, for the goodness and the greatness that He exhibits through us, because it's His nature. Now, today we're going to focus in on a greatness of gift. We talked a lot about unwrapping gifts from God a week ago. And as we look at this greatness, I want to come back to that this morning. 1 Corinthians 12, verse 31 says, "But eagerly desire the greater gifts. And now, I will show you the most excellent way." We talked about this last week. 1 Corinthians chapter 13 is typically referred to as the love chapter, because that's where Paul writes and expounds on this most excellent way, the way of love. But in introducing that chapter, he instructs us to eagerly desire the greater gifts. And if you recall, or even if you don't, I'll remind you, the previous verses in chapter 12 was a discussion on an apparent desire by some to use a gift of languages, a gift of tongues, to draw attention to themselves. And Paul would say, if there's not an interpreter, if there's not someone who understands the language you're speaking in, you're just speaking to the air. And it doesn't benefit the body. And he still says, I wish you all would speak in tongues as I do, but I also wish you would desire something greater. That ability to communicate clearly in another person's way of understanding is powerful. And Paul says that's a great gift. But he says there's a greater gift. And our desire in our human flesh so many times is not for the greater gift, but for the gift which draws us the most attention. Or sometimes it's the gift which is easiest for us to use. Or for some people, it's the gift that draws the least attention to us. There's not a one-size-fits-all into why we desire the gift that we want. Just as any parent with multiple children will typically discover that they don't always want the same thing. In fact, they rarely want the same thing. They desire different gifts, because they have different interests, they have different abilities, they have different likes and dislikes. And it's the same is true for us as believers in Jesus. We take things like the fruit of the Spirit and we want to make it a buffet where we pick out the parts that we want and we leave the rest for somebody else. And yet God says this is the fruit of the Spirit. All of these things are produced by God's Spirit in you. You don't get to choose. may be in varying degrees, and you may have more patience than someone else. You may have more goodness than someone else. There's more self-control, but God's Spirit is producing them in a manner that they ought to be increasing in every believer's life. But the greater gift, the greatness of the gift that you live with, Paul comes down to describing some very effective gifts, and he says, but let me show you the excellent way. You may recall the next few verses in chapter 13 says, if I speak in the tongues of angels and have not love, I'm just a noisy gong, a clanging cymbal. It's meaningless. If I give myself in the flames, if I die for someone but do not have love, it's pointless. He's describing and defining this greatness of gift being the gift of love. And our desire ought to be for the most excellent way to let love guide all of the other gifts that God puts in our life. Because love, as Paul says later in chapter 13, does not boast. It's not proud. It's not self-seeking. When we allow this greatness of gift, the gift of love, to guide everything else, then those concerns about who are we really doing this for? Disappear. It becomes obvious we're doing it for God. We're doing it because we love our brothers and sisters in Christ, because we love the people that God loves, which, by the way, is everyone. And we recognize that just because God loves everyone, it's still their acceptance of Him or their rejection of Him that determines an eternal destiny. This free will that we have that allows us to choose, God does not violate. And we live with love. And we experience God's love to show us how to love others. When we understand, we talked a lot yesterday about the gift of love. And to realize the greatness of love is a reflection of the greatness of God's gift in our life. And while it's good to desire the gift of giving, while it's good to desire the gift of insight and prophecy, while it's good to desire the gift of mercy, while it's good to desire the gift of leadership, all of the gifts that we talked about and so many others in our Unwrapped Gifts series that we just concluded, they're all good. But the most excellent way is to accept those gifts and to use those gifts in love. And when we view and receive love as the greatest gift of all, and we give love as the greatest gift of all, it empowers everything else that God wants to do through us. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. Your love has given us a variety of gifts. Your word tells us you've scattered your gifts abroad to the poor, to those who couldn't afford which is all of us, the things that we need, the goodness, the generosity, the mercy. And as you have given those gifts, you've given them in love. Not just because it's your nature, which it is, but because you want us to learn the most excellent way to use those gifts is in love. So God, today I pray that you would help every one of us to grow in a greatness of love. That our love for you would be evident to all who observe and listen to us. It would be evident because it's expressed towards them. They experience your love through us. And so help us today. In every opportunity that we have, to let this great love guide our words, to guide our silence, to guide our actions, to guide our inaction, to guide our knowledge and awareness of whether we stop or go in whatever decision and circumstance that we face. God, help us in all of our desires for all of the good things that you provide. Help us to eagerly desire the most excellent way, the greatness of love. And Father, we know the greatest gift of all has been you giving your Son Jesus. An act of love so huge that nothing compares. An act of love that we ought to be responding to. So God, today, as we pursue the greatness of your gifts, may we lift up Jesus as the source of all of those gifts, as the source of true love, so that as we lift up him, that he would draw people to himself. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Tuesday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.